This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump was in the U.S. state of Texas Thursday for a campaign rally. The president boasting about the ceasefire agreement White House officials negotiated and announced with Turkey earlier in the day.
So now we're doing during a five-day period. We're going to see if we can get it all finalized. And I think it will be. So Turkey's going to be happy. The Kurds are going to be happy. ISIS is going to be unhappy.
Ankara agreed to temporarily suspend its military operation in Syria to allow Kurdish forces to retreat from a designated safe zone. The pause in fighting comes a week after President Trump withdrew U.S. troops from the Kurdish-held area in northern Syria, which effectively cleared the way for Erdogan to launch an offensive against the Kurdish YPG forces, triggering concerns over an Islamic State resurgence. Despite a U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement, fighting continued Friday in northeast Syria. The world's first female spacewalking team made history high above Earth on Friday. The team floated out of the International Space Station to fix a broken part of the power network. Tracy Caldwell Dyson, a three-time spacewalker who watched from Mission Control, said hopefully this will now be considered normal.
Women have been doing spacewalks for 35 years, and we train like this every day, and so it's pretty normal, and we just hope that this is a start to that.
The trip marked the first time in a half a century of spacewalking that a woman floated out without a male crewmate. Mexican authorities say they backed off an attempt to capture a son of drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman after cartel gunmen started shooting heavy weapons and burning vehicles that paralyzed the capital of Mexico's Sinaloa state. This is VOA News.